guys, I'm talking about Artitech. He is a guy that makes all the buildings, and he's not just making things. There's a bunch of types, like ones that make computers, all those there's all the things you see aren't just built because Artitech. There's a bunch of types of Artitech, like bed Artitech, computer Artitech, and table ones and clock ones. That's because if you want to make something, you first need to design it, then you have to measure it, and then you have to draw it. That's what the Artitech's job. And you can be an Artitech in 1 minute, actually, but not a real one in 1 minute. I'm talking about that you can make your own design on a piece of paper. Like, if you don't know how to measure, it's okay. You could just draw something like a building if you're not good drawing. Or you could use a ruler to make straight lines, like, and make a cube. Not a cube, because a cube you would need a lot of paper. You could make a cube out of cardboard, but you can use, if you want to make it on a piece of paper, you could use the paper and draw just a 2D cube, not 3D. I didn't mean cube, because a cube is a 3D shape. I meant square. You could draw a square. If you want to make it a building, you could use a cube. Because the architecture doesn't just make it from his mind. If he doesn't know what to do, he could make the drawing, and then he could think of it, and then he could measure how long the building is. Some architects know how to measure to the hundreds, but we only know how to measure to 20s. If you have some adult size architecture, he could teach you how to be one, and you could need to learn very hard. And architectures is a cool job, because all the things you see are built by architecture, except the space, because space is built from something else. And rockets are, because rockets need to first be assembled too. So if you want to make something, anything, you would need to assemble it, then you would need to draw it. And an architect's most important job isn't about making it great, or putting the drawings, or even making it super great. The architect's job is making the drawing simple, clear, and fun. Because if you are an architect and you didn't have fun, that wouldn't make sense, because our architecture is very fun. You made your own building, then you need to put it on the street. So that's why an architect has a map. And you can't just make it anywhere. If you find an old building, you could destroy that building and make it. But if you don't want, like, there's no old buildings in, like, New York, you could use a place that isn't anywhere. Like in my country, Canada, we're finding a lot of old buildings getting broken just for a reason. So they have a lot of visitors, and they want to make it nicer. As we're making a lot of places, because when I go outside, sometimes to Social Square, I find that there's a bunch of work done. And they make it just because they want more people to visit them, because Canada is not so big, but it's okay because it has a lot of countries, because the countries are 3 territories and 10 states. So they want to make it a bigger country of buildings so more people come, because when you are in a small city, you sometimes find a bunch of work. That's why architecture is fun, because you can, that's because there's a bunch of work done for you, not for just anyone, for you. When it's not just you, it's because you wanted to make a building, and if you're architecture and you made a not so great building, they would just, another architecture might break your idea and make a new building, but you don't have to be sad. You can make a new building in another place, but they destroyed that building you made, not just for being happy. That's because they needed to make something, a building for someone to live in, and the destruction site always tells the architecture to make a bigger building, because if they make a big building, they'll get more money. That's why being an architecture is a great job, because you'll get a lot of money, but not the important thing is to earn money. You know, what is it? Have fun. Bye!